Welcome to a Yoga Somatics practice of receiving just one drop. So this is a little practice in getting to know the qualities and the nature and maybe even the personality of the essential oil that you will be using in your yoga practice or your wellness routine. So often we take for granted from what we read or from what we've been taught, that an essential oil has these properties and these effects and it does this. And there's a lot of truth in many of the things that we can read and many of the sources we can learn from. Yet one of the most reliable sources of information that we have, and the most immediate, is our own senses, our sense of smell, our sense of touch, our sense of sight, our sense of weight, our sense of taste, and our sense of hearing. So this short practice is a way to get to know your response to essential oils that you'll be working with. So a nice way to begin simply is to let yourself be seated and choose an essential oil that gets your attention today. And it could be that there's no particular reason, but your hand simply reaches for that bottle of cedarwood or that bottle of lavender. Or maybe you have thought about one that you want to use for a particular reason. Any impulse is okay. And the invitation is for you just to hold the bottle still with the top on in your hands. And just give it a few moments to reflect upon where this essential oil has come from. If you have chosen cedarwood, maybe you could visualize the big cedar tree. If you're using an essential oil that is a pure therapeutic grade oil, you will also be able to track back to know exactly where this plant was growing, exactly when the distillation date of this plant was. And those are important qualities also to know, that you're getting a good, pure quality oil. That's really important when we're working with oil in a therapeutic context such as this. So let yourself just consider a little bit the climate and the geography of where this oil grew, where it was produced. And you might also simply consider that each essential oil is quite different in its nature, from year to year, batch to batch. When you feel the impulse, when you get curious enough, let yourself open up that bottle and hold the bottle above your non-dominant hand. So if you write with your right hand, hold the bottle with your right hand. And cup your left hand. Hold the bottle about 20 to 30 centimeters above your non-dominant or your receptive hand. And let one or two, sometimes even three drops, drop out through the air from the bottle into the center of your palm. Do know that some essential oils are quite more dense than others. Like vetiver or myrrh, they're almost syrupy and they can take a really long time to drop. Resist the temptation to shake or to tap the bottle. Resist the temptation to rush. Let the natural timing of receiving the drop be a part of your ritual of getting to know this essential oil's nature. It's really a mindfulness practice. And you might find that the speed and the quantity of the drops of essential oil that come from the bottle to the palm of your hand is different from day to day. Remember, essential oils are living compounds. They come from living plants. So they will change, just like all living elements do, in relationship to your changes from day to day. So you've let these drops drop from the bottle into your hand. And then you could bring your hands together and we do what we call activating the oil. So you simply rub your palms together. So that the essential oil begins to mix with your skin oils and also your energetic field. It's a blending. Cup your hands and bring your two cupped hands up in front of your nose. Let yourself have a few very natural inhalations and exhalations. No need to take a deep breath or pull it in. Just a few natural breaths, sensing how you respond to the smell of the essential oil on your palms. And then move your hands down and cup them just a few centimeters in front of your mouth, an open mouth. And let yourself have a few natural inhalations and exhalations through your mouth. Here. Receive the aromatic molecules also into the sensitive areas in the mouth. Maybe you can even have a little taste of the essential oils that float in on the breath. It might even be recognizable. Notice how your response is to this taste and smell of receiving through the mouth. You may notice how the inhalation of an essential oil from the bottle might smell different than when you smell it on your own skin in combination with your skin oils. So it's really useful to smell the oils in different ways, in different dilutions, in different modes of applications, to get to know them better and better. Perhaps how you got to know this essential oil through your nose, inhalation is different than through the mouth. And now an invitation to let the qualities of this essential oil, these very few drops that seem to open up into quite a quantity of experience, to begin to blend them with your energetic field. So by simply bringing your attention to your palms where the drops are, let yourself open your senses in your palms. Bring in the attention to the palms. And letting your palms be anywhere from 20 to 40 centimeters beyond the skin, in this area that we might call the etheric field or your life energy body, begin to simply, naturally, and intuitively move your palms around your body, the shaping of your body, 20 to 40 centimeters from the skin. Almost like you were smoothing or blending the essential oil with your own energetic field. I like to start with my hands over the crown of my head and then move around the head, behind the head, in front of the face, in front of the throat, in front of my chest and breasts, down one arm, top of the arm, top of the hand, underarm, down the other arm, top of the hand, palm, underarm, armpits, sides of the body, in front of the respiratory diaphragm, solar plexus, navel, belly, base, in front of my legs, insides and outsides of my legs, knees, shins, fronts of the feet, tops of the feet, soles of the feet, and then running up the backs of the legs, still 20 to 40 centimeters from the level of the skin through the energetic field, up the backs of the legs, over the buttocks, the lower back, where one can reach around the back, the shoulders, back of the neck, if you like, back over the head, back down the front of the body, and it might be natural for you to let your hands rest on your body at the center of your chest, the heart, or down at the center of the lower belly, the hara. Let yourself have a few breaths, just natural. And notice perhaps that aroma of the essential oil you've been getting to know is in the space around you now. And it may have even a different quality as it is more diffused. From here, so simply either moving into your day with this little few minutes of mindfulness with essential oils, or maybe this brings you into your yoga practice or your meditation practice. Just noticing how one or a few simple drops of concentrated flower power from the oil-soluble biocomponents of a plant have been blended with your own biosystem. Thank you for this practice of receiving just one drop.